Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. A rift on President-elect Donald Trump's transition team over who will serve as his Secretary of State has gone public, leaving open the future national security role until differences can be resolved. Rival groups within the president-elect's transition team are divided between 2012 Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney and former New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani. In a Twitter post Thursday, Trump adviser Kellyanne Conway expressed the sentiments of the faction opposed to Romney. Conway said she'd received a deluge of concern from people who questioned Romney's loyalty. Those opposed to Giuliani as Secretary of State contend his extensive business relationships with foreign interests would likely lead to a messy Senate confirmation fight. They also question whether the 72-year-old has the stamina to meet the demands of international travel the job requires. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warned the European Union Friday that if it continues threatening his country, he will open its gates for hundreds of thousands of migrants to flood into EU countries.
30-40 kişi verilen o bildiriye.
Speaking at a Congress on Women's Justice in Istanbul on Friday, Erdogan reacted to a non-binding resolution approved by the European Parliament Thursday, demanding that the bloc freeze membership negotiations with Turkey over the government's heavy-handed crackdown following the failed military coup in July. EU lawmakers called for a temporary halt to EU membership talks with Turkey because of Ankara's reaction. This is VOA News. Afghan officials say at least five people were killed and 27 others wounded in a series of explosions Friday in the eastern Afghan province of Nangarhar. Local officials told VOA the explosions were from improvised explosive devices. They said two police officers and some children were among the casualties in Jalalabad, the provincial capital. Provincial government spokesman Atahula Kogyani said Nangarhar Governor Gulab Mangal has promised to take the issue seriously and launch an investigation. Kogyani said the governor has warned local security officials that if similar incidents happen again in their areas of jurisdiction, they will be relieved of their duties based on a decree issued by President Ashraf Ghani. At least 43 people died Friday in a train collision in Iran's north-central province of Samnan. More than 100 others were taken to hospitals after the crash. Iranian state television showed footage of four derailed carriages with two of them on fire. Rescue teams were working near the burning carriages. The accident happened on the main line between the capital Tehran and second city Mashhad when a passenger train in motion hit an express train that had stopped at a station because of mechanical problems. The provincial governor, Mohammad Reza Kabaz, told state TV that the number of casualties is likely to rise and that cold weather may have been a factor in the crash. The Paris prosecutor says France has avoided an imminent terrorist attack and five recently arrested suspects received their orders from the Islamic State group. From Paris, Lisa Bryant reports.
Paris prosecutor François Molins told reporters that the men had been receiving instructions via an encrypted app from an Islamic State commander in the Iraq-Syria region.
Les premières exploitations qui ont pu être réalisées.
He said the men were planning to strike the Paris area next Thursday, although the exact target was not clear. He said authorities had found screenshots of Google Maps highlighting several places. Reports say the targets under consideration were police offices and the domestic intelligence headquarters in Paris, along with Disneyland theme park outside the capital. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Former Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein has now raised the necessary $5 million to fund a vote recount in three swing states won by Donald Trump this month. That's according to a statement on her website. Stein's campaign website called the voting machines used in Wisconsin highly vulnerable to hacking and malicious programming and said the machines lacked any security features. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.